Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. At 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, probably pretty close to that tonight, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. No matter how tired I get right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 75, 80 minutes. We'll call it the midnight 20 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Except for the current day. So I'm all about like trying to get things done in advance right now. So therefore, the obits got done on Thursday. And so anything that happens since then goes to next week. You're an abiding group of people. And I appreciate that about you, the listener. Especially you, the listener, over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Because you help me out in oh so many ways. Especially during these busy times. Busy times. Where I might not always have time to think and consider and prepare the way I might like to. So we have what we call here the Free Association, where you, the listener, give me words over there at said Facebook chat group, and then I put a show together based on those words. It works pretty well. I can do it really fast. I was just saying a little bit earlier how one of my favorite things about free association is that I don't do a lot of previewing. I try to put the show together as quickly as possible in a way that when I do the show, I will be nearly as surprised as you are. So with that, let us begin tonight's Free Association episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
So that I am now, of course, in the radioactive reserve. And the usual jokes about the Army aside, one of the many fine things one has to admit is the way that the Army has carried the American democratic ideal to its logical conclusion, in the sense that not only do they prohibit discrimination on the grounds of race, creed, and color, but also on the grounds of ability. Be that as it may, some of you may recall the publicity a few years ago attendant upon the Army's search for an official Army song to be the counterpart of the Navy's Anchors Away and the Air Force's Up in the Air, Junior Birdman, and so on. I was in basic training at the time, and I recall our platoon sergeant, who was an unfrocked Marine. Actually, the change of service had come as quite a blow to him because it meant that he had to memorize a new serial number, which took up most of his time. At any rate, I recall this sergeant informing me and my roommates of of this rather deplorable fact that the army didn't have any official, excuse me, didn't have no official song. And suggested that we work on this in our copious free time. Well, I submitted the following song, which is called It Makes a Fellow Proud to Be a Soldier, which I think demonstrates the proper spirit, you'll agree. However, the fact that it did not win the contest, I can ascribe only to blatant favoritism on the part of the judges. Every man in our platoon must swell with pride for the nation's youth, the cream of which is marching at his side, for the fascinating rules and regulations that we share, and the quaint and curious costumes that we're called upon to wear. Now Al joined up to do his part, defending you and me. He wants to fight and bleed and kill and die for liberty. With the hell of war he's come to grips, policing up the filter tips. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. When Pete was only in the 7th grade, he stabbed a cop. He's real RA material, and he was glad to swap his switchblade and his old zip gun for a bayonet and a new M1. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. After Johnny got through basic training, he was a soldier through and through when he was done. Its effects were so well rooted that the next day he saluted a good humor man, an usher, and a nun. Now, Fred's an intellectual, brings a book to every meal. He likes the deep philosophers, like Norman Vincent Peale. He thinks the army's just the thing, because he finds it broadening. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Now, Ed flunked out of 2nd grade and never finished school. He doesn't know a shelter half from an entrenching tool, but he's going to be a big success. He heads his class at OCS. It makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Our old mess sergeant's taste buds have been shot off in the war, but his savory collations add to our esprit de corps. To think of all the marvelous ways they're using plastics nowadays, it makes a fella proud to be a soldier. Our lieutenant is the up-and-coming type. Played with soldiers as a boy, you just can't bet. It is written in the stars, he will get his captain's bars, but he hasn't got enough box tops yet. Our captain has a handicap to cope with, sad to tell. He's from Georgia, and he doesn't speak the language very well. He used to be, so rumor has, the dean of men at Alcatraz. It makes the fella proud to be what as a kid I vowed to be. What a luck to be allowed to be a soldier. At 80.
Petulipai. Girl, mister, may sound funny, but it's true. A man will treat you like a sister. He wants to go right home with you. Nothing but wolves, far as the eye can see. Man, it's a jungle, no place for a lamb like me. In the morning, it's the milkman, whistling his cheery serenade. Says the company don't need the money, he'd rather take it out and trade. nothing but wolves, far as the eye can see. Man, it's a jungle, no place for a lamb like me. The bag boy at the food store carries your bundles out to the car, tells you he makes home deliveries, and he's prepared to go very far. Nothing but wolves, far as the eye can see. Man, it's a jungle, no place for a lamb like me. Then the television mechanic, how conscientious can he get? Twice weekly he makes adjustments, and I don't even have a set. Nothing but wolves, far as the eye can see. Man, it's a jungle, no place for a lamb like me. The telephone repairman just came along checking your line, wants to sneak in a little extension, and on the company's time. Nothing but wolves, far as the eye can see. Jungle, no place for a lamb like me. Then you wait home for your husband, make up your mind, for him you'll unbend. Then your husband walks in tired, tonight he just wants to be your friend. Nothing in store, far as the eye can see. Man, it's a jungle, you don't pay to be a lamb.
Chinks do it, Japs do it, up in Lapland, little Laps do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuanians and let's do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins, some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are doing free association here tonight because I get a little busy sometimes. I warned you last week. I'm warning you again. There could be a lot of that coming up in the few weeks in the future here. Hopefully you won't mind it too much. I think it's kind of fun. But all it takes is one careless act to start a wildfire, so next time you need to build a campfire, find an open site, clear from dry brush, and keep the fire small. When you're done, drown the fire, stir it with a shovel, then drown it again. Only you can prevent wildfires. It's a message from the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Gotta warn you, because you should get excited about this. Coming up in a couple of weeks, let me look at a calendar here and actually give you a correct date and everything. Because I like to do that sometimes. Coming up on August the 3rd, I will not be here. But fear not, Chris from Strike the Box, he'll be here sitting in for Bubbles in the Think Tank. I love it when he does that. You get all kinds of psychedelic garagey goodness. He's good at the silliness in that genre. I love that about him. So be excited about that coming up Saturday, August the 3rd. Chris from Strike the Box filling in here, Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's gonna be good. I promise. And now I'm very sad that Saint Slade's not here live, but he'll be happy in the archive when he hears this as part of the free association right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
1, 2, 3, 4. Let's get really better together, baby. I'll be like you never done before. Let's get really better together, baby. And climb the highest plateau of our love. Oh, you boring little creep, don't say that this ain't love. I know it in my sleep, it swept down from above and snatched me in its claws and flew off in the air. Let's get really better together, baby. Like you never done before. Let's get really better together, baby, and climb the highest plateau of our love. Oh, you dismal little twerp, don't say that you don't care, don't tell me it won't work. I feel it in the air, like a dying tree, it blows off in the wind. Let's get really better together, baby. Hold me like you never done before. Let's get really better together, baby. And climb the highest plateau of our love. Let's get really better together, baby.
This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to my message. If there are any little ones in the room, this would be a good time to find them something else to do, as tonight's topic may not be appropriate for them. I would like to talk this evening about breasts. Boobies, you know, I see that you know already what I mean. The trouble is that God doesn't get to look at them very much anymore. I have it on very reliable authority that this is very disappointing to him. He likes to look at them too. Why do you think he invented them? Now, ever since Adam and Eve, they've been all covered up and he doesn't get to see them. Now, there are those who would have you believe that God is looking into your bedroom and could see breasts anytime he wanted. But look at it from his point of view. Mankind has existed for about 120,000 years. And I have calculated that there is a sexual act taking place somewhere in the world about 951.2 times per minute. And by the way, whoever it is that is performing 0.2 of a sex act, you should go back and read the book because you're not doing it right. Now, Woody Allen once said that he watched 15 minutes of a porno movie and he wanted to have sex, but if he watched the whole porno movie, then he never wanted to have sex again. If we look at it again, like from God's point of view, it will be like he has been watching 1,000 porno movies a minute for 120,000 years. That's just plain silly. He's got a whole universe to run, and you think he's sitting around watching porno movies? What kind of thinking is that? The only ones who care what's going on in your bedroom is Republicans, because they're thinking that a vicarious sex life is better than no sex life at all. So the next time you're outside sunbathing or something, you might give a little thought to the Lord, because he can see you out there, and you might want to try and put a little smile on his face, if you know what I mean. This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to this message.
Nothing can be done. just what you do, blow a tire, you can buy another shoe, comes love, nothing can be done. Oh, don't try hiding, cause there isn't any you. You start sliding when your heart turns on. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done.
She took me home and that was the case. Old woman today, they really bold face. Let us make love, my sugar pie. For life is short and we may die. Hold me and kiss me, honey. Tell me for once you love me. Let us make love, my sugar pie. This time the old woman drinking gin and scratching me underneath me chin. Oh lad, I jump off the Morris chair. She said to me, look the sofa there. She said, my son, you are just a baby, and I will teach you just how to love me before I go to open my mouth. Again the old woman start to shout, let us make love, my sugar pie. For life is short and we may die. Hold me and kiss me, honey. Tell me for once you love me. Let us make love, my sugar pie. Till I couldn't move again. Then down came a heavy shower of rain. She run on me and she locked me neck. Balling out, saga boy, get back. I said my favorite drink is Milo. As she turned, she back, I jumped through the window. She run me down all through the rain. Not me with them old woman again. Let us make love, my sugar pie. For life is short and we may die. Hold me and kiss me, honey. Tell me for once you love me. Let us make love, my sugar pie.
Thank you. dancing.
On mixed up heads, he likes to tinker. I own
dating stamps pasted in each. Dr. Psyche, the cut-rate head shrinker, on mix-up heads he likes to tinker. I learned that his technique is oh so refined. From all my fixations he helps me unwind, and he tells me quite gravely it's all in my mind. Dr. Psyche, the cut-rate head shrinker.
Excited about this new trend, this destructive rock and roll trend that's just beginning in the music scene.
Excuse me, don't mean to embarrass you or waste your time. Look at your watch on your wrist. 2 hours ago, it was a trend. It is in the dumper right now. It is over. Contract nullified. Boring. Not interested. Don't want to hear their voices anymore. Records out of stock.
It's amazing.
Something new.
It changes so fast.
Something new has happened. Of course it changes fast. That's our world today. You know it, I know it. That's why you're on top, I'm on top. Numero uno, double numero uno. Understand me?
Gotcha.
Fantastic.
Lord, Ticks and twitches, disconnect my latent switches, Shrinker Man. Shrinker Man, Shrinker Man, wise me up if you can. Air my problems and excuse me, sympathize and unconfuse me, Shrinker Man. I've been on one of those complex tours. I want you to make my problems yours. Now give me one of them cut-rate cures, Shrinker Man. Shrinker Man, Shrinker Man, set me right if you can. Align me, tune me, normalize me, clean me up and simonize me, Shrinker Man. Shrinker Man.